do you know? There is another fellowship in heaven. I know. Oh, do you know? There is another fellowship in heaven. I know. Say. Do you know? There is another fellowship in heaven. I know. I will praise him. I will praise him. Oh, I will praise him forever. Oh, forevermore. Let's worship the Lord. In every situation. In every situation, oh yes, I will praise Him for even when in hunger. I will praise Him, oh yes, praise Him. I will praise Him. From everlasting to everlasting, from
everlasting
to everlasting. Oh, I will praise Him. Give me praise. Oh, I will praise Him.
Everlasting to everlasting.
Oh, let us praise Him. Let's worship the Lord. Oh, let us praise Him.
Everlasting to everlasting.
I will praise Him.
Everlasting.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, worship Him. Give me worship, give me worship, give me worship. You are the one I know, Jesus. You are the one. Hey, worship the Lord. We don't know Guru Maharaj. We don't know Lumba Lumba. We don't know Hare Krishna. We don't know Ogun. We don't know any other God. He's the only one we know. You are the one I know, Jesus. You are the one I know. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Give me praise, give me praise. Give me worship, give me worship, give me worship. Yesterday you reign, you reigned in my life. Today are forevermore. Yesterday you reigned in my life. Today, yes sir,
are forevermore.
You are the Lord that changed me.
You are the Lord that changed
me. Worship the Lord. You are the Lord that changeth all.
You are the Lord that changeth all.
Worship me, worship me, worship me. Worship me, worship me, worship me. Give me worship, give me worship. Give Jesus Christ worship, worship him. Worship me, worship me, worship me.
People say,
you are excellent,
you are marvelous.
You are bigger than what people know. Everybody. You are excellent.
You are marvelous.
You are bigger than what people say.
You are excellent. You are marvelous.
You are bigger than what people say. You are the reason why we are here, Jehovah.
You are the most high God.
Let's dance for him again. Dance for him again. Dance for our God. Dance for our God. He's the reason we are alive. He's the reason we are here today. Worship him. Worship him. You are the reason why we are here, Jehovah.
You are the Most High God.
Aha. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Yes, sir. It's the reason we are here. Uh-huh. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Worship him, worship him. When you hear me talk about Jesus, he's the owner of my soul. When you hear me talk about Jesus,
he's the owner of my soul.
Owner.
He's the owner, he's the owner, he's the owner of my soul. He's the owner.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Whenever you hear me talk about Jesus, he's the owner of my soul. When you hear me talk about Jesus,
he's the owner of my soul.
Owner, owner,
he's the owner of my soul.
Oh, he's the owner. Hosanna!
Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
Hosanna!
Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the Lord,
call upon the Lord,
who is I will call upon the Lord.
Call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from
my enemies.
The Lord
reigns.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be the Lord.
Let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
O Lord, blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
O Lord, worship Him. My Father, my God, you are the rock of our salvation. No matter what you go through, remain on that rock. He promised us that He will not leave us comfortless. He said, inside fire, He will be there with us. Was He not there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? He was there. The mouth of that lion that is open to consume you, He did not consume Daniel. He cannot consume you. And there is a reward. He has promised that as He is sitting at the right hand on the throne of His Father, that is how overcomers of this age, in Revelation chapter 3, they will also sit with Him on the throne of His glory. He said, we are forsaking all to follow you, Jesus. What is our reward? He said, if you forsake father, mother, sister, whoever, He said, in this world, you will have sisters, you will have brothers, you will have fathers, you will have mothers. And in the world to come, He said, you will have eternal life. We are not beating the air. We are not beating the air. Place your hand on your chest. That's where your heart is. That's where your heart is. How many people have decided this year, 2011, I'm not going to joke with my eternal destination again. The mercy of God has seen you through. All these years, somebody here, you've lived a useless life. But you didn't die. It's God's mercy. Oh, it's God's mercy that you didn't die in this condition. He's giving you opportunity to repent. We are not serving God for what will we get here. This world has nothing good to offer anybody. We're serving God because we love Him. And He has great promises. Greater promises are waiting us. Father, search your children here. Those whom you have written their names in the book of life. That's why they are here, to hear this type of message. They need your grace, Holy Ghost, to go through the trials and temptation that follow every believer. You showed that young girl, without her knowing the scripture where it is, you showed her the two ways you spoke in Matthew chapter 7. The narrow way and the wide way. But we have chosen to follow you in the narrow way. You say in it there is life. But the wide one, come anyhow. And many there be that follow that gate. He said, the end of it is destruction. But you have brought us to follow the narrow and rough way. We need your grace, Lord. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace. That's our prayer. Give me grace to follow. Oh, your grace is here. Oh, Lord, give me grace. That's our prayer,
Papa.
I need your grace to follow you through this rough way, through this narrow path. Oh Lord, grace. Oh, abundant grace. I need your grace. Say very loud. Very loud. Let's go, everybody. Oh Lord, oh abundant grace, give me grace. Oh, let me hear the brothers, oh Lord, brothers, give me grace. Say, brother. That's the prayer of a Christian this 2011. This new year, that's your prayer. Let me hear the sisters. Oh Lord. That's the prayer of a genuine daughter of God. Everybody. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh yeah. One more time. Oh Lord. Oh. Oh, oh. This is my earnest cry. If that is your desire, say it. We need the power to do your great love. This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire.
Give me the power to do your will.
Everybody now. Oh, anointing. Yes, Lord. Say, that's your prayer. Say it. Oh, anointing. Flow. Baba. Give me the power. Sing anointing. One more time. That's our prayer. Sing anointing over my head to throw. That's the song for the Christians. Oh Lord, I pray. Over and again, I give you my love. How many people can say that? How many people want to renew their covenant? Renew that decision again. Renew that decision. Say. Between you and God, because this is not the prayer you pray for the pastor to see you. It's a decision between you and God. I only want to appeal to you. Why not make this year, this new year we have entered, be a year of decision? A decision to go to this heaven. A decision to live a life pleasing before God. A decision to be sincere with God. A sincere to be faithful to His calling upon you. How long will you play with your eternal destination? What if you die in the estate you are in now? What will you tell your maker? If he comes tomorrow, where will he find you? Open your mouth and talk to God. Open your mouth and talk to him. Tell the Lord, over and again, I give my life to you. I surrender totally. Anything that will stop me from going to heaven, Father, take it away from me. Tell the Lord, I will not disappoint you again. Tell the Lord, I have distressed you enough. I repent. I have decided to be serious with you. I want to go to heaven. I want to go in the rapture. Give me the power to do your will. I need your grace, oh Lord.
Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, Lord, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again. But I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my life. Lord, I give you my soul. I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again. I give you my life. Over and again. Lord, I give you my soul. Over and again. Over and again. Over and again.
Talk to God. Talk to Him. Name we pray. And this prayer is not for everybody. Even the message I preach today is not for everybody. A tear will remain a tear. A goat will remain a goat. A serpent seed will remain a serpent seed. A pig will remain a pig. But let the sheep hear me. There is a heaven somewhere prepared for a people on earth here. There's a kingdom somewhere awaiting a group of people from the earth. And we're on a journey to that kingdom. It's not an easy journey, but He will see us through. I say He will see us through. One more prayer point, and this is a song. See me through, Lord Jesus. Say it if that is your prayer. See me through, Lord Jesus. Say it, everybody. There is a rest. There's a victory to be won. There is a victory to be won.
Lord, give me power.
Give me power. Every hour.
Every hour.
To be. See me through.
Lord Jesus,
Say, that's your prayer.
See me through,
Lord Jesus.
There's a race.
There's a race. My Father, my God, that is our prayer. Give us the power to do your will. Father, we have decided that this heaven, some people are destined to be there. We want to be among them, oh God. Call somebody here today, Father, to understand the true meaning of the cross of Jesus Christ. Call somebody, Papa, to be more heavenly bound in the heart, in the thinking. Call somebody here, Father, to take a better decision today. If I say they should come to the altar, everybody will come to the altar. But where you are looking at is not somebody on the knees at the altar. You are looking at the heart. Whether that decision is for real or it is just a momentary emotional reaction. Help us, Lord, in the midst of all that the devil is doing, to have more followers to hell. That somebody here today will decide under any condition like this your daughter took. And they will stand true to you, Papa. That is the anointing we ask you to release upon us today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, if a man's way please the Lord, he make it to be at peace with even his enemies. You say we should seek first your kingdom and his righteousness. All these people run around. You say they will be added. It's automatic. Help us to understand the meaning of your word, Lord, to us. The greatest mystery that is going on in Christianity today, is that God has sent us a message. And not too many ears have heard it. But you have heard the message. Then, take a decision. And let that decision reflect your daily walk. Every day. With God. Show a testimony that this message is true. William Branham stood in that room. He has been waiting for more people to come. And he's standing there. He's not seeing people entering the glory. And he's saying, are there no more people dying on earth? Why am I not having people coming again to this side of the divide? People are dying and going to hell with Bible in their hands. Why will you choose to go to hell when a heaven is prepared for you on a platter of gold? Grace, free gifts. Why will you choose darkness instead of light? Why will you choose to suffer in hellfire when heaven is prepared for you? Why will you choose to die when life is offered us? That's my message today. That's the message of the old rugged cross. Take the water, but be ready also for the blood. enjoy life, but also be ready to pay for the consequence of your decision. We are ready to die standing for this truth. Nothing will make me go back to the world. God wants to hear that decision. See, I made that decision not because I'm a pastor. I was first converted and I served worshiping the Lord in frustration of every condition before I became pastor. I can tell you confidently, there is no life better than the life in Christ Jesus. No matter what the enemy does to shake you out, remain there. Whether I have food to eat or not, whether I have a child or not, whether I have a husband or not, whether I marry or not, whether I have a job or not, whether this sickness is killing me or not, I've made up my mind, I will serve the Lord. I will serve Him. He has revealed Himself too much to us to play around with Christianity. Church is not a social gathering. Church is a gathering of the body of Christ. People coming together, joined together by the common cross of Jesus Christ. Today, the first communion service for the year. Let it be meaningful to somebody. That's all my effort. Let it be a reason for somebody to make a resolution, a decision that will give you a different bearing in your Christian life than it is now. You're a servant of God. Be faithful. Be sincere. Whatever area you're working in the church, be faithful. Be sincere. One of these days, you will see me at the other side of the river. You will shake hands with me for telling you the truth. For now, you may hate me. But as you follow on, even if you are following grudgingly, follow, let's go. Follow me, let's go. Drop those trousers, sister. You have had it. God has raised Sister Eukaria to judge somebody here. Drop those trousers. Drop those jewelries. Drop those paint all over your body. They don't belong to you. We are of a different kingdom. We are ambassadors here. This world is not our own. Don't dress like them. Be moderate in your dressing. Show godliness in your dressing. William Branham said, anytime if they are going right, you deliberately go left. He said, dress in a way that will tell them, I am not following you. Show a difference in the places you do your businesses. Show a difference anywhere you are. Glorify the name of the Lord by the life that you live, no matter what condition you go through. And remember, for everything that has a beginning, there is an end. There is nobody. Look, God will never allow you to suffer forever. Your career is now settled. After she suffered all she suffered. There is an end to every suffering. There is no temptation he will give you that you will not be able to go through with it. May you overcome in the name of Jesus. Church, may you overcome in the name of Jesus. Again, church, may you overcome in the name of Jesus. Father, see us through today's service. Father, when we'll be taking the bread and the wine, do something to confirm this exhortation today, Lord. Cause some demons to fly out of the people. Cause the spirit of fashion to disappear. Cause the spirit of worldliness to disappear. Cause the spirit of money mongering to disappear. And cause the spirit of God to come and dwell the people. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are not angry with me, clap your hands for Jesus. Turn to five people and say, you must go in the rapture. You must go in the rapture. Prophesy to five people around you. Five people. prophecy. Prophesy. Sisters, you don't want to prophesy to somebody. I said, sister, prophesy to 5 people around you. Say, you must go in the rapture. You must go in the rapture. 5 people. 5 people.
Savior, it will live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. And my loved ones, let me say,
God bless you.
I will surely come.
God bless you. Thank you for your patience. Let's go to the second part of this service. The second part of this service is the time to break the spirit of stinginess. Tell your neighbor, I will never be stingy. Tell him, I will never be stingy. I will never be stingy. Amen. God wants to break the curse of poverty. Somebody here, God has determined that whether you like it or not, this year you will prosper. Who is the person? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God works by his principles. No matter how holy you are, if you don't give, you will be a holy, poor brother. You'll be a righteous, poor sister. Hey, it will not be my portion. I will never be a poor pastor. Lie. So what did they go talk for outside? Unbeliever friends of mine. They say, avoid now. See one chick, we go see one girl. Then I say, oh, no. I have decided and I've made up my mind. I will serve the Lord. Then when I finish, I say, oh boy, oh, no joke. I mean, since day before yesterday, we never chop for house. The man go say, you say you'll be pastor. Amen. I will not be that type of pastor. Kai. Lie. Amen. When I tell you the Lord is good, you will look at me and say, will I say good through you? Hallelujah. Now I said the Lord is good. Then they see the coat where you wear. Now this 18th century coat. You know those type of coat. No, lie. Praise the Lord. And the only way to achieve it is that I must be a giver. And I live by that principle. Church, I live by that principle. And that's the truth. I live by that principle. Some people don't believe in it. Some people believe that their own, as we are saying, give now, they are the ones, they are believing that they are the ones to receive. No. Receivers, those who give. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hey, favor not to follow me. Favor not to follow me. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. He said, give. Luke 6:38. Give. You are to give first. Verse 30 says, to any man that asketh of thee, give. Amen. Give. Church, we are not raising beggars here. Somebody says, can never be a beggar. Can never be a beggar. Hey, can never be a beggar. Amen. You see, this thing I'm saying is a spirit. Church, it's a spirit. It's a spirit. Praise God. And if we release the spirit upon the people, Thomas, Ike, who are those that saw the pulpit here? Peter. You see, if we release, if the spirit we release to the people that follow them. See, when I was in Ikoyi prison where I pastored their church there for 1 year, in 1989 to 1990, see, we believed divine healing so much in that church. We are average of 150 members of that church. When you are sick, we did not believe that a Christian should take drugs. When you are sick, we pray. Claim the word of God. Anybody that will take drug, you will hide so that church member will not see you. Because if a church member should see you taking drug, they'll say, hey, faithless brother. They go, yap you, yap you. So, shame. If the pain, too much shame, they catch you, you go hide, you go take the drug. Now, in this church, I want to raise us up to the level where you will be ashamed to go and beg anybody for something around. Ashamed to go and beg. I will see anybody begging, say, what did happen? See, it is the poor people that should give the more. Jesus Christ called it the widow's mite. She's a widow. Helpless woman. The only thing she had, she still took it. It was not a special Thanksgiving service. So it was a normal service. But the Bible says you don't come to the Lord's presence empty-handed. So the widow is going. All she had, she took it, the last coin she had, and dropped it there. A widow needed her condition to be changed. The widow of Zarephath, in a time of famine, God sent Elijah to her. For that woman to be blessed, the little she had, she must first give it to the man of God. If she didn't give, she would have died in hunger that period. It's a principle. You say you want favor? Matthew 7 verse 12, it says, as you would that men should do to you, so do you also unto men. You want favor? You must give favor. You want people to be giving you money? You must dash money out to people. You want people to be giving you favor? Anytime anybody needs favor from you, give me that favor. You want people to make sacrifice for you, you must be making sacrifices also for people who are in need of it. It's true. You are living in a 3-bedroom flat. You are single. 2 rooms are empty. You belong to a group here. You know members that are suffering accommodation. You are sleeping comfortably. Yeah. So they give you a quick notice. Hey. Pray. God will give you accommodation. Pray. Your own time too go come. You go pray tire. People who have accommodation, they will tell you to pray. Pray. Now, it's a principle in the Bible. Favor doesn't come to you because you two don't give out favor. I'm not preaching a new sermon. God told us that gift you have. And I told you, don't give anybody money today. Don't give anybody money. I told you to use that money, buy something, and you will go to somebody and give. Now, listen. The emphasis is on you giving, not receiving. So, if nobody gave you anything today, rejoice, because the emphasis is not for you to receive, the emphasis is for you to give. If you should rejoice today, because you have opportunity to give something to someone, that is today's program. This year, whether you like it or not, you must prosper. Can you tell your neighbor that prophecy? Tell your neighbor that prophecy. Whether you like it or not, this year, you must prosper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a season. A end of every year is a season worldwide of exchange of gifts. Exchange of gifts. If you are sitting down here, at the end of the year, you did not give any gift to anybody, your neighbor, your brother, your ministers, your whoever it is around you, you did not give any gift out. How do you want the year, the next year you have entered into, to be a blessed year for you? That's why God will say, come and give. You know, we have not done this before in the beginning of the year like this. That's the confidence that I have that God wants to break a curse. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are people here, they give and continue to give in the same ministry here. You see, people are prospering and prospering, and you don't know why. Why they are prospering. Hallelujah. Find out from them and do what they do too, so that you too, you will prosper. Amen. And some of you, you wait until the Holy Ghost tells you you should give before you give. Why do you do that? Well, you also must be a giver before the Holy Ghost can tell you to give. It's true. One of the brothers that has bought this church a bus before, he came to me last Sunday. He said he was sleeping in Port Harcourt. He said, and a voice woke him and spoke to him, the best car that he had, that he should take it and go and dash a particular minister in Lagos here. He said, he tell God, he said, hey, wait, make a buy him another one. He said, the voice tell him, say, this very one. He said, I just buy brand new tires. Four. You know, tires are very expensive now. Okay, let me remove. Okay, let me use the tire. He said, fix those four tires. Carry your only fine car and go and dash that minister. And he has brought the car here today. He must give. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This year shall be a given year. It shall not be a babiala year. It shall not be a begging year. Don't come and beg me for anything. All these small people, they come beg me. Don't come beg me. There's one gifted sister. Every service, when we close, now my office, she they go. Daddy, transport. I told her yesterday, I said, the offering where they take, they put them for my car. Why did he say? He said, daddy, not talk like that. I beg. She has rugged faith. I beg, daddy, I'm in a hurry. Give me, make I go. Amen. I gave her 500 naira. He said, daddy, 500 naira cannot do. Ha! I said, if you put something for your mouth to talk to me, anything you say, I go do it. It don't go work. And that sister, they hear me now. From today, don't come again, no. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, please, Chief Samuel Woko, please, your brother-in-law is at the security stand, wants to see you urgently. Please go to the security stand and see your brother-in-law. Let's start giving. When you want to give, you give to God first. So let's take the offering for God.